Summer Streets dishing out a three-course meal of lip service.
And Andy Cohen says, honey, his kids can raise their unborn siblings. We'll get into that, too.
Huh. And later on, I sit down with the one and only Laura Dern to dish on Jurassic World Dominion. Now, Brad is out today, but we got our girl comedian Vanessa Fraction back in the house. Vanessa!
Woo! It feels good to be back.
Yes, but hey, Craig, what we got going on?
All right, listen, it's time to get it popping, literally. So one out of five of Nick Cannon's baby mamas, DJ Abby De La Rosa, is setting the record straight. Now, she just revealed that she is pregnant again, and this is just 1 year after giving birth to her and Nick's first set of twins.
Woo!
Yeah, wow. So Abby hopped on IG Live to answer questions from fans, and they asked her the burning question we are all wondering. Are you all having these babies because Nick is rich and famous? And her answer actually might shock you. Check it out.
I didn't have twins with this person because he was famous. We were genuine friends. Like, we connected. It was cool.
Her. And can I say this? I just didn't believe her in the fact of that she would not look straight into the camera and tell me that it was the connection. She kept wobbling and doing the Stevie Wonder.
I thought she was flirting and being coy.
Exactly. If you're in love with somebody, you're going to look straight in that camera and say, I'm in love with that man, and I will do whatever it takes because we have a partnership, and you would really go in for it. Make me believe it. It wasn't very...
But Sherry, you're a Christian. Y'all all Christians here. Didn't the Bible say be fruitful and multiply? He's doing that, so I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. I mean,
there was way less people on the planet when the Bible was written, and now like they would probably be like,
there's enough fruit.
Yeah, right. Like, yeah, there's enough multiply.
They didn't have traffic jams on the freeway like they do now.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, Bow Wow, honey, now he is definitely out here, y'all, being a city boy. Now, he was caught y'all on camera, honey. Bow Wow, yo, diddy, yippity, do that day, honey, with some fans.
Okay,
what? What
slave spiritual was that?
I remember that song.
Yes, but anyway, honey, in the viral video, y'all, now he's having a throttle, honey, kiss with two female fans, honey, in the middle of a club. Now, honey, that's three tongues if y'all didn't know that.
I can count with one, two, three tongues. But actually, Shad is denying it, saying that was not me in that video, that it was Boward, his alter ego. I think he's being a coward, and he needs to just say what's going on. But anyway, that was definitely Brat's little brother. Notice they had a three-way kiss first. Then the girls came back for their own individual smooches, which it was an extended moment.
Yeah. Now, they came back, honey, triple for kiss. Seconds, honey. Okay. Now, then, let me find out, y'all, that Shad, honey, got the luscious.
He got that luscious hepatitis.
I think that women are a little bit different from men, but I just gotta say, y'all, if a fan came up and kissed you in the mouth, would you kiss back?
Yes, ma'am. It depends on who he is. I mean, you know, opportunity only comes once.
Exactly what Gary said.
Oh, well, come on.
Just depends.
So, okay, let me take it to celebrities.
Right. If Lupita Nyong'o came up to me and gave me a kiss, I would give that woman the most passionate kiss she's ever received.
I would say no, I wouldn't, but then he said Lupita, and I was like, I think I would too.
Yeah.
So Vanessa's saying that if me and Lupita were making out, she would join in and we'd have a three-way.
Vanessa is not saying that. In God's name, Vanessa is not saying that.
You're not down with the menage a trois.
Well, I'm saying it in Erykah Badu, next lifetime. Next lifetime.
Y'all gonna be butterflies then, hell.
Well, you know. It'll be a metamorphosis, honey.
Well, not only are twins taking over Nick's life, but they are also taking over season 19 of The Bachelorette. Yeah. It's here. This upcoming season will be the first with two bachelorettes, Rachel Rakia and Gabby Wendy, along with 32 contestants vying for their love. Man. That's 32 tongues.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
32
booties.
32
and
butts.
Let me tell y'all,
keep counting.
The pool of suitors competing for their hearts are pretty interesting. So there's a set of 24-year-old twins, Joey and Justin, a meatball enthusiast named James, Robbie, who's a magician, and Chris, who is a mentality coach. What's a mentality coach? Okay, this is going to be interesting. That's just a few of
them. I like the most interesting part is like the only person who seems like they have a real job is the magician. Like everything else seems made up. Like I'm a meatball enthusiast. What does that mean?
Right.
Okay.
Like, I want a meatball enthusiast. I want that job.
Like, How the hell
what is that? How you pay the rent being a meatball?
Yes.
Here's a little freaky thing, y'all. If you were a twin, would you want to make out with the same girls?
No, I wouldn't want to make out with the same girl, but I would make out with twin girls.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. There
but you
go.
Wouldn't share.
What about you, Sherry? Like, would you get mischievous? Like, let's say if you had a twin sister that looked just like you, would you run game and share dudes and, you know, send one to work for you?
There's this point in my life, HK, where I just, like, I want to go wild. Like, there's just, like, I just want to go buck wild for, like, 30 days.
We got to do a show called Sherry's Love Island.
Yeah.
And we just find you love.
Well, I'm tongue-kissing two men at the same, and Lupita, at the same time. I want to know what it
and
feels like.
As long as you repent, girl, you'll be good. So, girl, I would go for it, honey.
She just needs to say she want her a purge day. I know. But she want to purge 30 days.
I want to purge. That's exactly what it is,
for
Vanessa.
30 days.
For 30 days?
30 days, I want to purge
day. You're going to be well down. I don't know if you'll be able to come back.
I want to be like Abby De La Rosa doing a live going, I had a connection. That's why I got these babies.
You're going to come back with a neck brace. You're going to come all beat up. All right, in case you forgot, Andy Cohen welcomed his second child via surrogate in April. Well, on the SiriusXM show, Jeff Lewis Live, Andy shared what he might do with his remaining embryos.
Oh, wow.
And Andy said, you know what? I'm thinking, this is crazy, but if either one of my children cannot have kids, maybe 20 years they'll defrost their sibling and raise them. Is that a weird thought?
You know, it's weird science and technology is these days, though, man. I don't think this is the weirdest thing we're going to hear about in the next 10, 15 years. Because the potential is there for that.
I don't, that's really weird because, like, I got my embryos frozen.
Okay.
I got four boys, and they're on ice.
Wow.
And I've often thought about that. Like, Jeffrey, what if, like, he couldn't? Could he? Would he want to just have his brothers and be, like, the uncle?
If you could have any Dish Nation host, like, be a surrogate for your baby, who would it be? Guys included.
Oh, that's very interesting. I'd probably say Brett and
Thank
Gary.
Thank you, Sherry. I would be a great father.
I, the creativity that flows in the town.
Yes, baby, your baby would be a great dresser, honey. And
I was, ooh, man, I'm feeling that. They'd be wearing them glasses you got on right now.
I guess you don't want your baby to be tall and handsome. No. All right, so moving on.
Chewy does have good skin. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm so glad I'm here today because it's the part of the show we all love. It's time for
Thursday with the Stars.
First up, we have Riverdale star Cole Sprouse. The 29-year-old dropped the doctored mirror selfie with the caption, "Good morning to my publicity team." And photographer Alex Fine commented, "Cole the Stallion, hot Sprouse summer."
Now, is it a thirst trap even with the Photoshop?
Yes, that's a thirst trap. Well, who he trying to trap? Because he ain't got no cute butt. It looks like a woman's butt on a man, honey. I don't like that.
Yeah.
It's supposed to look like that, Gary. That's what it's supposed to look
like. That. You don't like that DR. You don't like that DR special, Gary?
I love the curvature, the way it dips in and then comes out into the...
What would you do, Vanessa? You're married. But if you were in the single sphere and the man took his clothes off and you didn't know he had that, and that's what you saw.
And his ass was better than yours.
I don't know if that's better.
It is better than mine. I have a very polite ass. It's not. It's polite. Very polite. That's a disrespectful ass I'm looking at. This what I have is polite.
Up next, we got the lovely Salma Hayek. Now, this one, she looks amazing. The 55-year-old goddess showed off her bikini bod while her husband, Francois Henry, Benault, which sounds so billionaire-ish, watched. And she captioned it, "Dancing on the tables, hashtag dancing on the tables, hashtag sailing."
Wow.
So y'all tell me, is this a thirst trap?
She's chilling. She's being rich on her boat, y'all. Baby. She's just being rich on her boat. When you're over 50, it ain't thirst trapping. She got to pass.
When you 55 and you got this body, you should be.
She's good.
No, but y'all old fashioned stunting. Like, this ain't thirst trapping at all. And the fact that her husband keeps showing up in the pictures, it takes away all of the imagination I have. I need to crop that immediately.
All right, y'all. Up next, honey, we've got tax evasion, divorce, and a big fight, honey. We'll tell you who's doing what after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all. Makes me very sad.
Does it really?
Yes, it does, because I know Todd Chrisley very well.
Oh, you know Todd?
Yeah, I do. So
that's your buddy? Okay,
yes,
we got to go in on him then. Go.
So it looks like Todd and Julie Chrisley have been found guilty of fraud and tax evasion.
No.
Not the Chrisley.
Oh, say
the
it
Chrisleys,
ain't so.
They are currently facing 30 years in prison each. I'm so shocked.
Wow.
Because this has been going on for a long time, this case. Uh-huh. The charges included conspiracy to defraud banks out of more than $30 million in fraudulent loans.
Wow.
And several tax crimes. I couldn't even get a loan for a car from my bank.
Nah.
And several tax crimes, including attempting to defraud the IRS.
Man. Mm-hmm.
Now, Todd's lawyer said that they are disappointed. Is that the word?
Yeah.
Of course.
To say the least.
And they plan to appeal.
Okay.
How y'all feel?
Well, 30, yo, the IRS was on my ass for $1,000
yeah,
once.
They are.
So $30 million, I can imagine they're sending teams of people to your
right.
door.
Oh
like, what is happening?
I'm sweating about that $1,200.
Well, Sherry, I guess they didn't know best, huh?
Well, it looks like Kenya Barris, the creator of the show Black-ish, is pulling the plug on his 20-year marriage again.
Poor Rainbow.
No. Not again.
Don't do it.
Oh, my lucky charm.
Reportedly, he filed for divorce in Los Angeles Superior Court early this month, citing irreconcilable differences. Now, isn't the first time the couple has been down this road. In 2014, his estranged wife filed for divorce, but then he reconciled. But then he filed again in 2019, but later called it off. So
this is why, Vanessa, I don't mess around with men who are not divorced. Who are not all the way done with it. Because when you met, they tell you they can't stand them.
Right, right.
Then they go back one day to pick up them kids, then the woman pregnant.
Right.
It's just like, then they get back together. Now you out in the cold. That's why I tell women, wait till they, let them get divorced first.
You think they're going to go through with it this time, you guys?
No, they're going to get back together.
They're going to get back together?
Well, I know one thing, the next show he got, they should call it Divorces Hell. If you can't be with Black,
they can go indecisive.
Yes.
Yeah. And then spinoff Singlish.
Moving on, I'm excited because first that was Muhammad Ali, then Mike Tyson, then Floyd Mayweather, and now Head Crack joins the rank of boxers. Head Crack, you have a celebrity boxing match going on. How you feeling? Are you ready?
Excited. You know, it's been a long time coming, a lot of training, you know, a lot of like, you know, blood, sweat, and tears. And June 11th is going down, Pembroke Pines, Florida.
Oh.
Celebrity boxing brought to you by Bitcoin Rodney.
Wow.
And I'm going to be taking on Kimbo Slice Jr.
Ooh.
Ooh.
So I definitely got my work cut out for me this weekend.
Ooh.
HK, if we can't be there in person, brother, where can we watch this fight?
Oh, listen, Fight TV. Use the promo code HEADCRACK.
Ooh.
And tap on in, man. Support the homie because I'm going to need the universe. His energy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is a different space
good
and place,
you,
but
brother.
I feel like I'm in great shape. The lungs is behind me, my arms feel good, my shoulders is tight, I'm buttoning up, everything's good to go.
So what you gonna be wearing?
You get headgear, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, got things too late, got to protect the face, right? There'll also
be a
mouthpiece, there'll be a crotch guard just to make sure nobody low blow me.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, good.
And
good.
I got a cool
please don't low blow him, Lord.
But a crotch guard is real cute.
Next, I chat with Laura Dern about hanging with dinosaurs again in the new movie, Jurassic World Dominion. So come right back, y'all. Domination.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. All right, Jurassic World Dominion hits theaters this Friday, so I chopped it up with two of its stars, Laura Dern, who's returning to the franchise, and Isabella Sermon, who we first met in the last movie. We had a great time. Y'all check this out.
Hey, Chewie.
What's poppin', Laura Dern?
How are you doing?
Laura Dern, Laura Dern. Laura. How you doing?
I need your energy. Bless
good.
You.
Laura Dern, Laura Dern, Laura Dern, Laura Dern,
Seriously, I'm gonna be singing that.
Yo, just sing it. Laura Dern.
I'm gonna
Laura
keep
Dern,
doing
Laura
it.
Dern.
My children will call me a narcissist, but I don't care. That's too good.
When I release a hip hop album, there will be a song on the album called Laura Dern. Watch.
I expect it.
Congratulations. When you made the first Jurassic Park, did you have any idea that the franchise would still be going 30 years later, Laura?
We didn't even think of it as a franchise, you know, in the early 90s. I mean, it wasn't so common to consider massive franchises. We were in these characters for this one-time experience.
And here we are 30 years later, and it still brings out the same feelings when you watch these movies.
Oh, yeah. And it brings up the same feelings when you're standing in front of a raptor.
Yes, yes. Are we talking about CGI raptors or like animatronic raptors, Laura?
Animatronics. And they're just real dinosaurs. Everybody's like, what was it like? Was it hard to like pretend? There's no pretending.
Right. If you could have your own dinosaur in real life, what would it do for you? Would it fly you around? Would it give you rides? What's up?
Oh, it would definitely, it would give me rides. And then when I went out to parties, it would pick me up late. So I didn't have to ask my mom to pick me up late.
A dino Uber.
That'd be
kind of rad. Yeah, a duber. Can we call it a duber? A duber. Yeah, let's just call it that. So how would Renata from Big Little Lies and Nora from Marriage Story fare in Jurassic Park?
Let's see. I think Renata would be definitely incredibly well dressed and trying to give Dr. Ellie Sattler tips on upping her fashion game.
In the middle of all the chaos.
Yeah. Would be running up and giving her card to a Giganotosaurus saying, "I know they say you're unruly and a bully, but I'm always here to represent you because I see you're compassionate through and through."
That's hilarious, yo. But that's spot on. That's exactly what would happen. How was it, you know, reuniting with Sam and Jeff? That must have been great.
It was amazing. You know, I texted Steven a picture that Colin took of the three of us, and he said he got a bit weepy. Because we're all very nostalgic about the memory of having made the first movie, and then all of us coming together to be together for Dominion was amazing.
Well, you were amazing in it, and thank you so much for your time. Laura Dern, Chewy Martinez. Laura Dern.
I'm waiting for your record.
I got you, LD. I got you. But thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Take care. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Pivot Podcast host and former NFL player Channing Crowder received tons of backlash when he said Russell Wilson was a square and that if he didn't have money, Ciara would not be with him because she has a type, and that type was Future. Well, despite the hate, in a recent interview, Channing doubled down on his comments, saying it's not like he called Russell a pedophile or an alcoholic or a deadbeat dad, but that Russell is a goofy and a lame. Now Channing does regret bringing up Ciara's name in the mess.
My question is, why are always the good guys considered to be the lames or squares? Like, why can't we just be nice and be good people and get our dream woman? Like, why not?
Chewy? Well, Chewy is like that. He's a goofball and a lame and a square. Right. And, you know, people just, you know, look at him like he's a big teddy bear and what have you. But I know he's real mean because he got a beard.
What's the real deeper meaning here? Like, you know, does he want to fight Russell Wilson? Did he, like, you know, blow an opportunity to holler at Ciara?
He low-key probably slid in Sierra's DMs many years ago, didn't get a response, was left on red, and my brother is bitter now.
She told him the 1-2 step.
Russell Wilson does look boring.
But is there anything wrong with being a cornball?
There isn't.
That's what I'm saying. So it's just a word. I'm a goofy. Okay, I'm a lame. Goofy. I'm also married to Ciara. So it's like, you know, call me what you want to call me.
Cornballs don't get the police called on. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.